Grace and peace to you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ from the Gentry family, Joseph, Jan, and Massey. And we are doing the devotion for Living Well Through Lent for Ash Wednesday, March 5th. Ashes, ashes, we all fall down. And from the liturgy for Ash Wednesday, remember your dust, and to dust you shall return. The children's song, Ring Around the Rosie, is memorable as much for its words as the actions that go with it. Holding hands and moving in a circle, we either all fall down or all jump up as we sing, Ring Around the Rosie, Pocket Full of Posies, Ashes, Ashes, we all fall down. Ash Wednesday is memorable in a similar way. The profound words, Remember your dust, and to dust you shall return, combined with the act of receiving the sign of the cross on our foreheads, means we are sure to carry this powerful message with us through the remainder of Lent. Humility is at the heart of Ash Wednesday. To observe a holy Lent is to practice humility. It means softening our hearts and opening them to new learning and growth. It is to make changes or repent in order to live more fully into the life that God intends for us. While humility is not one of the nine fruits of the Spirit spelled out in Galatians 5 that we will be focusing on in this devotional throughout Lent, it is foundational ground for the fruits of love, peace, joy, kindness, patience, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Life has a way of humbling us at times, of causing us to fall down. Ash Wednesday is an invitation to embrace our fragility and vulnerability. As people of faith, falling down is not something to fear, for we fall knowing that our faith in our God will help us rise up in new and unforeseen ways. Ash Wednesday reminds us also of our mortality, that life is short. Many churches offer a wonderful benediction that speaks to us based on the words of the Frenchman, life is short, and we do not have much time to gladden the hearts of those who make the journey with us. So be swift to love and make haste to be kind. And the blessing of God who made us, who loves us, and who travels with us, be with you now and forever. This benediction inspires us to be swift to love and make haste to be kind. Love and kindness, it just so happens, are two fruits of the Spirit we will be focusing on cultivating throughout this devotional in Lent. The ashes of humility in contemplating our mortality can become fertile soil for deepening our spiritual lives and enhancing the fruits of the Spirit in our lives. I pray that it will be so for all of us this Lent. How might we make this personal? How might practicing humility help you to cultivate the fruits of the Spirit this Lent? What areas of your life might benefit from softening and opening to new growth? I invite your prayers, and especially on this Ash Wednesday, to pray for the Ascension Episcopal Day School. Amen.